Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland. This is The Leader, and this is A Gamble.
From next April, we will create a new UK-wide 1.25% health and social care levy on earned income hypothecated in law to health and social care, with dividend rates increasing by the same amount.
The Prime Minister says that national insurance rise will raise £36 billion for the health and social care system, which we know has been battered by coronavirus. But his government was elected on a manifesto that promised
low tax for working people. We want to have a high skill, high wage, low tax economy so that people can take their lives forward. That's what we want.
So we now have a manifesto busting tax rise blamed on the coronavirus pandemic. And can it restore social care services as promised? Labour's Sir Keir Starmer told Boris Johnson he doesn't think so.
The pretense that the Prime Minister is only here because of the pandemic is not going to wash. He's putting a sticking plaster over gaping wounds which his party inflicted.
There are also many in the Conservative Party opposed to it. I'm joined now in the Evening Standard's own newsroom by our very own Jack Kessler. Jack, why has Boris Johnson taken this gamble?
Well, Boris Johnson did promise on the steps of Downing Street that he would fix our social care problems, and he's been in office for a fair amount of time, and we haven't heard much from him on it. Obviously, the gamble is how you pay for it. He's decided to go for essentially a national insurance increase on the basis that national insurance sounds nicer than income tax, but he may find in reality it's less appealing.
A tax rise is a tax rise, no matter what you call it.
Indeed. So, and the headline figure is 1.25%, but of course, national insurance, that comes both out of employers and employees, whereas income tax would have been certainly more straightforward, and many people arguing, including our own Nick Cecil, that it would be fairer too.
Does it matter that the Tories are breaking a manifesto pledge? I mean, will voters care about that specifically?
Well, most voters don't care about manifesto commitments. Most people inside the Westminster Village don't read them. And it's odd because he wants to argue that he's breaking two manifesto commitments today. There's the triple lock on pensions and now the national insurance increase. The thing that I find most bizarre is that we've got a load of detail on the tax increase, but actually very little on where that money is going. And initially, it's going to pay or partially pay for the huge NHS backlog as a result of the pandemic. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if in a few years' time we are still discussing how we pay for social care, because in the end, all this money has gone to the NHS.
But isn't it fair enough? I mean, this has been a once in a 100-year event, this pandemic. Isn't it fair enough to break some pledges in order to get the country's economy back on track?
That's certainly the argument that they will make, and polling suggests that it's a reasonably popular move. Look, no one is saying that manifestos should never be broken, and that's just as well. But it is odd to see national insurance again be the tool used to pay for stuff. I saw a tweet from Nick McPherson, who's a former permanent secretary at the Treasury, and he talked about how over his adult life the national insurance rate more than doubled and is set to go even higher, while at the same time the basic rate of income tax has fallen from 34% to 20%. And it is strange how we are choosing to pay for things, and that does throw up odd complications, particularly with national insurance, given who pays for it and who doesn't, and who's protected by the caps and the flaws in this particular policy and who isn't.
And of course, one of the big issues about this is that some people are claiming this is going to be hitting younger people harder because they're the ones who'll be paying national insurance for longer.
Sure. And they're often the ones, you know, if you're young and you live in an expensive city like London, you don't have a property whose value you need to protect so you can pass it on. And sure, you know, that whether we get old and you die of a short illness or you die of a very long illness and require a lot of care, that is potluck, and it's also potluck whether you grew up in a family who has a house to pass on or not. It's all what we choose to care about and choose to protect feels very strange to me. But I don't think we should be totally surprised that this government is looking after its own people. That's what governments do.
So, Jack, in your esteemed opinion, is this gamble going to pay off?
Well, I mean, he's got the bloke's got an 80 seat majority, and you know, in the leader columns of this paper, we've criticized him in the past, not necessarily for specific policies, although there have been plenty of stuff to criticize, but more to the fact that, you know, what is this majority for if not to do potentially unpopular things? I don't think it will be the thing that people necessarily remember whenever the next election is, because first of all, a lot of the money, as we said, is going to go to the NHS, and also people will be thinking about lots of other. I mean, if you think about what happened between December 2019 and let's say the summer of 2023 or later, I think enough has happened that a small increase to national insurance isn't going to be the game changer, and also isn't the one thing that's going to make young people think, oh, maybe the Tories don't really want my vote. I think there's a growing amount of evidence that suggests that's the case already.
And that's The Leader. Come back tomorrow at 4 p.m. for more news, analysis, interviews and features.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.